You have learned the words of the vow. Think carefully before you say them. For once you have taken the black, there is no turning back. The penalty for desertion is death." The old bear paused for a moment before he said, "Are there any among you who wish to leave our company? If so, go now, and no one shall think the less of you." No one moved. "Well and good," said Mormont. "You may take your vows here at evenfall before Septon Celadar and the first of your order. Do any of you keep to the old gods?"
John stood.
"I do, my lord."
"I expect you will want to say your words before a heart tree, as your uncle did,"
Mormont said.
"Yes, my lord," John said.
"The guards of the Sept had nothing to do with him. The blood of the first men flowed in the veins of the Starks." He heard Gren whispering beside him.
"There's no Godswood here, is there? I never saw a Godswood. You wouldn't see a herd of oryx until they trampled you into the snow." Pip whispered back. "I would so," Gren insisted. "I'd see them a long way off."
Mormont himself confirmed Gren's doubts.
"Castle Black has no need of a Godswood,"